What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's go to the phone. Susie in Arkansas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Michael. First off, I just want to say I really enjoy your delivery, especially when you change your voice around a little bit to make a point. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Yesterday, I hate to regress, but you were talking about something that was going on with Claire, and then you said you scrubbed everything out of the house that broke down to formaldehyde.
Yes.
Did you research all your different products? Is that it that you were using?
Yeah, I basically went out and I found a list of all the chemicals that decompose into formaldehyde, and then I just became this committed label reader. Ever since we started keeping these chemicals out of our house, you know, Claire's been fine.
And what were her symptoms?
In her case, it was serious joint pain, but formaldehyde and chemical sensitivities can trigger a wide variety of symptoms. But in her case, really major joint pain. She had trouble walking, and of course, being a musician, not being able to use her hands, you know, was an absolute tragedy. And we went the orthodox medical route for something like 5 years, huge expense. Really very harmful medications that were prescribed off-label, I might add. And in the end, we just had to figure it out for ourselves.
Right. Goodness. And then she's fine.
She's fine. She's wonderful.
I bet she never touches a soda.
No, we don't do sodas either. We're at that age where we have to be very careful about what we eat. And the number of things I don't eat greatly outnumbers those things I can eat. We're trying to avoid GMO whenever possible. We're trying to avoid all chemical food additives. And, we don't get the yearly flu vaccine. And, we seem to be doing quite well.
I know. I was pretty much raised that way. And then I discovered that the gluten was a big problem for me. That was a red letter day when I discovered that and left it alone.
Yeah. And, again, a lot of this has to do with the adjuvants in those vaccines that sensitize people to those chemicals and trigger an immune response to those chemicals in addition to the immune response for the intended pathogen. That's where this whole peanut anaphylaxis epidemic came from. Prior to the use of peanut oil in vaccines, peanut anaphylaxis was virtually unknown. And now, of course, it's a major, major problem. It's skyrocketing right alongside the autism rates.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm 75, and I haven't been vaccinated since I was a little kid. So I was raised by parents that found out early on.
Well, you were very lucky. And
not kidding.
Yeah, and you sound like you're in great shape, for your AGE. But, I think the more distant we stay away from that corporatized medical industrial complex, the healthier we're all going to be. And, of course, that's the last thing they want. They don't make money unless the American population are permanently in a state of chronic illness or condition needing constant month-to-month treatments.
Mm-hmm. And that MSG is a deal that just makes people overeat.
Yes.
And so they have an unending quantity of patients.
I have to avoid MSG because it's a migraine trigger. And it's really nasty stuff out there. Anyway, Susie, thank you very much for your call.
You.
Thank you for the concern for Claire. We're going to let you go here. Getting on back to the gun rights issue. As you know, not too long ago, this liberal New York Daily News writer, Gersh Kuntzman, went on out and did this little story about, America's love affair with the AR-15, and he fired one, and he said, it was terrifying, and it was noisy, and I was traumatized by the firing of this AR-15. And from the description that he gave, it sounded more like a Barrett 50 than an AR-15. And to sort of underscore just how wimpy Kuntzman actually is, there was a video put on up of this father very carefully, safely teaching a 7-year-old girl how to fire an AR-15. And her response after firing the gun, that was pretty good. She loved it. And what is really nice about watching that video is the care that this individual is taking, teaching her where the safety is, trigger discipline. Never put your finger on the trigger until the moment you intend to fire. Just that's the way gun safety ought to be taught. And this 7-year-old girl is going to grow up unafraid of guns, untraumatized by guns. And she makes Kunzman look like this liberal wimp who's going to be hiding under the sheets anytime a firecracker goes off on the 4th of July. Anyway. Now, as you know, we have an article at my website on the right to keep and bear arms. And thanks to a reader, he did a reformat on my section on gun grabber quotes. It was in kind of sorry shape because it was from another source, and he fixed it up. And we reposted it to the front of whatreallyhappened.com. And I'm going to give you just one of the quotes out of that. Gun violence won't be cured by one set of laws. It will require years of partial measures that will gradually tighten the requirements for gun ownership and incrementally change expectations about the firepower that should be available to ordinary citizens. This was in the New York Times back in 1993. And by the way, welcome to our on-air affiliates who are just now joining us. We're talking about gun control. We're talking about how the Senate actually voted down four gun control measures yesterday. And poor Kim Kardashian is so sad about all that. And we're talking about how the agenda by the gun grabbers has nothing to do with public safety. It's about their own safety because they understand the American people have reached the breaking point. And this goes all the way back to that Declaration of Independence. People are disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable. But when a long chain of abuses and so forth, there's a breaking point. And governments that want to oppress and plunder their people understand the people have to be disarmed. And every genocide of the 20th century was preceded by a gun ban on that targeted population. So you might want to look at these quotes because it really tells you what's going on. They're not concerned about crime and safety. They're concerned about protecting themselves from the people that they victimized. Remember, over in Great Britain, they passed a really strict gun control act, which obviously didn't help Joe Cox. And after the gun control act was passed, crime went through the roof. And so people were saying, well, obviously this was a wrong direction. And the British government's response was, well, the British people believe they're safer with the gun ban, even if they actually aren't, so we're going to keep it. Now, also invoking Orlando, Senate Republicans are setting up on a new bill they're going to introduce to expand the FBI spying on you, the law-abiding American citizens. Now, the other day we were talking about how the Department of Justice is trying to get out of the situation that one of the gun dealers in Orlando tried to report somebody who was buying body armor and making very alarming statements, and they refused to sell him anything, and they called it on in, and the Department of Justice was saying, well, we didn't really have any identifying information. Well, gun stores have security cameras, and the FBI has this facial recognition system. They should have been able to find this guy, show a picture to the gun store dealer. They just didn't do it. And by the way, the vast majority of the 411 million photos in that FBI facial recognition database belong to law-abiding citizens. They're not spying on the criminals and terrorists. They're spying on you. Now, as you know, there's been a big stink regarding these phone calls that Omar Mateen supposedly made to 911 and a TV station while he was texting with his wife and posting to social media and presumably still holding his gun so that he wasn't attacked while fiddling with the smartphone. And at first they released a partial transcript, which they actually admitted had been edited for content. They removed Allah, changed it to God. They took out all the references to Islamic terror. And then because of the public outcry, they released a full transcript, which I don't think we can trust to be any more accurate. because we know they're lying about Orlando from beginning to end. Today, Attorney General Loretta Lynch is saying the government may release the actual phone call audio, and that should settle your mind. Unfortunately, no, because back in 2001, AT&T Labs introduced software that reproduces voices. It can recreate anybody's voice. It was being billed as something that could bring the voices of long-dead celebrities back to life. So after all this time since the shooting actually occurred, it's impossible to rule out the possibility of more fakery by the government. That's just the reality. We can't trust a thing coming out of this government or corporate media. If the government told me it was going to be a sunny day, I would feel morally obligated to take an umbrella out with me. Now, as you know, Israel is dealing with a declining image in the world. Everybody is seeing past the propaganda and realizing that Israel is basically trying to steal the rest of Palestine for itself. The boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement is gaining ground, and everything Israel and its captive politicians in Britain and France and Canada and the U.S. are trying to do to stop it only makes the problem worse. Well, what is Israel going to do when they're having a public relations nightmare like that? It's time for another movie about Adolf Hitler. And they came out with another one. It's called Look Who's Back. And it's supposedly about Adolf Hitler didn't really die. He was put in suspended animation and he wakes up in the 21st century. Blah, 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 blah. And it reminded me of this article I wrote, tongue firmly in cheek, some time ago. A helpful suggestion for my former colleagues in Hollywood. And I went down examples from all the ridiculous movies about Nazis and Hitler, Nazi vampires, Nazi zombies. There's actually 10 films on that theme. Nazi werewolves and all the rest of it. And then he's saying, well, you know, it's time to go back to that timeless Hollywood classic and retool it. Santa Claus versus Santa Claus conquers the Nazis. And it was a joke. And a year later, somebody actually came on out trying to actually do a movie, Santa Claus Conquers the Nazis. They're shameless, shameless, shameless. Now, for those of you living in California, Southern California Edison is saying they're actually running out of natural gas to run the power grid. And they're predicting there could be as many as 14 days without electricity. And they're saying this is basically because of that huge natural gas blowout from the storage wells in Jalisco Canyon. Remember when it was all happening and they said, oh, it's not that big a deal. It's nothing to see there. And then people went out there with infrared cameras and said, what an app. It was a disaster. It was like the Gulf oil disaster only into the atmosphere. And now they're saying they don't have enough natural gas in storage, on hand, to keep the lights on through the coming summer. Now, speaking of cover-ups and lying about things, the current head of the Tokyo Electric Power Company has formally apologized over his predecessor's order to conceal the core meltdown in the reactors following that quake and tsunami in March 2011. And TEPCO's current president, Naomi Hirose, at a news conference said it is extremely regrettable. People are justified in thinking it as a cover-up, and absolutely that's true. Now, back when this was all happening, and there was that photograph of one of the reactor buildings exploding, and TEPCO and the U.S. government and the corporate media were all saying this was just a buildup of hydrogen gas that exploded. Was a gigantic cloud. There's only one problem with that. When hydrogen gas burns or explodes, it produces water vapor, which is white. It's basically a human-caused cloud. But that plume that came out of that reactor was colored brown. And as we pointed out at the time, that is the color of the quadrivalent form of plutonium dioxide. We knew it was a core explosion when it happened. They lied, they lied, they lied, they lied, they lied. Okay. Now, apparently, Wisconsin watchdog is following an issue called the Madison scandal. It's another inappropriate sexual assault situation, and apparently involved actual harassment. And the administrative law judge, Social Security judge, appears to have been suspended. Nobody's saying anything, but administrative law judge John Plouffe's hearings have all been canceled or rescheduled to other judges. And apparently the office director, Laura Hodorowicz, is also absent from the office. And all anybody will say is they're absent from the office. So they're trying to contain that scandal. Now, here's a story that absolutely will infuriate you. It infuriates me. 8-year-old boy was on hyperactivity medication. Now, let me preface this by reminding you. The guy who came up with ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, shortly before he passed away, admitted it was a fictitious, made-up disease created to sell pills, hyperactivity medication. This 8-year-old boy had been put on this medication, and apparently the pharmacist making up the medication made a mistake and put 1,000 times the active ingredient as should have gone into a capsule. And the boy died in the hospital. And apparently the pharmacist who made that error, nothing happened. No repercussions, didn't lose job, didn't get arrested, nothing happened. So we have an 8-year-old boy who is dead because he was prescribed a medication for a mythical disease that doesn't really exist, and then fell victim to a botched prescription pharmaceutical, and nobody gets punished other than obviously the family. Now, there's a story that came out of anonhq.com about the 50 holistic doctors who have mysteriously died in the last year. And this all began back when Dr. Bradstreet was found dead a year ago on Father's Day in the U.S. He was a noted autism doctor, researcher, and a father, had family, was found in a river with a gunshot wound to the chest and immediately declared to be a suicide. Well, the family wasn't happy with that. They've hired their own investigator and their own forensics expert and determined there's no way this was a suicide. The angle of the wound entry just makes it impossible that this was a suicide. It's just like that hedge fund manager who we're being told committed suicide by slicing his own throat. And the families of all these mysteriously dead holistic doctors are out there saying it seems to be a combination of their involvement with GCMAF, which has the potential of being an absolute for real cancer cure, not a treatment, but a cure. One time, you're out of here. And the discovery that vaccines contain a protein called Nagalase that has no legitimate medical purpose whatsoever, but can interfere with the body's ability to fight cancer tumors. And when you look at the fact that vaccines are a $27 billion a year business in this country, that's motive to start killing people who might interfere with that flow of cash pouring into the medical industrial complex. I keep saying this, and I'm going to go on saying it again. This lust for money, this need to get money to make the bankers happy, has destroyed what was best about the American character. It's all eroded away. Our altruism, our care for our friends and our neighbors, it's all being ground away in that lust to get another piece of ink and paper so the bankers will let us go on living in our homes or driving our cars. And that's another reason why we ought to be looking at letting these private central banks fade into history. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds, and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And getting on back to the gun issue, apparently actor Kurt Russell is saying that Obama should be kicked out of the White House right now. Not wait till January 21st of next year. Now. He is saying it is utterly absurd for Obama to be taking a position that taking guns away from law-abiding American citizens is somehow going to stop terrorism. And he's absolutely right. Way to go, Kurt. Now then, back to science and nature and the rest of it. Apparently up in Michigan, Michigan residents have lost their right to farm this week because of a new rule by the Michigan Commission of Agriculture and Rural Development. See, that word is popping up all over the place. It's commission, the European Union Commission, the Michigan Commission of Agriculture and Rural Development. We're going to run your lives. We're not elected, but we have the power to make you do what we want. So anyway, Gail Filburn of the Michigan Sierra Club is out there saying that this rule change effectively removes the right to farm act protection for urban and suburban backyard farmers who are raising food and small numbers of animals. They're trying to enforce dependence on a corporate supply chain, which could collapse. That's the danger here. Look at what's going on in Venezuela. Remember the other day I said the coming economic crash is going to be far worse for Americans, because back in the 1930s, the American people were still spread out across the rural landscape. There was always a field nearby where you could be growing food. We don't have that anymore. Most of us have been herded into these giant human ranches called cities to make it easier to control and tax us. And we have a government that has enforced dependency on corporate-supplied food and water in order to keep us under control, without apparently realizing what's going to happen if that corporate supply chain implodes. Going to be eating each other in 3 months. Eat the rich. They're very tender, they're not radioactive, and they're GMO-free. Down in Florida, there's a couple that's been growing food on their own property, on their own home, for 17 years. And apparently local government officials said, you got to dig it up. You're only allowed to have grass and decorative flowers. Apparently the Miami Shores City Council passed a new ordinance banishing all front lawn gardens. The couple is now suing, saying that growing your own food is a form of constitutionally protected rights. And yeah, it is. It's your land. You can do whatever you want on it. The government is forcing us all to be dependent on the system, just like King George III was doing to those American colonists in the 1770s. Remember what I said the other day about the Declaration of Independence is relevant today, because we're back in that same form of tyranny that existed leading up to the Declaration of Independence. And we're going to be talking about that a lot over the coming days, because we're coming up on Independence Day. We're going to have RIMPAC out here in Pearl Harbor, which means the Navy will put on a really good fireworks show to impress the other countries. But it's called Independence Day because that was when America broke free of forced dependence on Britain. That's why we don't call it Freedom Day, or we kicked out the British Day. It's the day we broke free of mandated enforced dependence on a specific economic political system. That's what's going on here. Apparently, there's been another crisis where some 37 million bees have been found dead in Canada after the planting of GMO corn in the local area. And we're not sure if it's the corn. And we know there was an article in Nature magazine several years ago showing that pollen from GMO corn can harm benign insect species. They were talking about the monarch butterfly and the decline that they were going through at the time. It could also be some of these pesticides that are tailored to the GMO seeds. If the honeybee population collapses, a lot of food production will go with it. Maybe that's Monsanto's goal, to get rid of the honeybees. So everybody has to buy their pre-pollinated seeds, because they want monopolistic control over food production on planet Earth to keep us under their control.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.
We'll be right.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
100 years, radio has been at the forefront of new technology. Ham radio operators around the world will have their annual Field Day event June 25th and 26th. Field Day is the national open house of amateur radio, and you are invited. Come be a part of the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to your community. Find a Field Day site near you at www.arrl.org/fieldday.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, as you know, not too long ago, there was a big scandal involving tap water in Flint, Michigan, with dangerously high levels of lead and other contaminants. And it came about because of a purely economic decision to disconnect from a water provider and just grab water out of the Flint River. And at the same time, again, to save money, chemicals that would have rendered the water safe and prevented the leaching of the water pipes was not used. And it's very short-sighted thinking, which seems to be the standard for government at all levels in this country, with the result that the water pipes are slowly being destroyed and the lead and heavy metals being leached out were coming out of those taps. And even if you can find a way, like chelation, to remove the actual lead from your body, the neurological damage is permanent. It's permanent. There's no way to reverse it. So we're looking at this article coming out of Natural News. And they have been running their tests on water from 230 municipal water samples across the country. I've been mentioning to you that you can get a water testing kit for about $20-$25 online that will test for lead, microbe content, a wide variety of things. And you should test your water to know what's in there. And basically, Natural News came up with the fact that there is tap water all across the country. 3% of their samples came out with contamination above EPA limits. Erin Brockovich is running her own program. She says it's even worse than that. So here's the question. Why isn't the EPA doing anything about this? Why aren't they at least reporting to these cities? Your tap water is dangerous. It's another cover-up. EPA is covering up the fact that the tap water in this country is not safe in all places. That's because the EPA, when it was set up by Richard Nixon, was not really about the environment, but about grabbing land to use as collateral on the national debt following the ending of gold convertibility. And that's why you never see the Environmental Protection Agency do anything other than grab land or act as a covert warrior in one corporation's war against another corporation. All right, let's grab a phone call. Eric in New York. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I was just calling about vaccines. Me and my fiance have chosen not to vaccinate our daughter. And every time we go to the pediatrician, she constantly grows us about it. Well, this most recent time that she went to the pediatrician, they actually said that they decided to let us go based on a new rule they came up with, that they're not going to be taking patients that don't vaccinate their children. So I just wanted to get your take on that and share that story with you.
Yeah, we've already heard that. Again, it's just part of this coercive idea to get us to buy and administer these vaccines because it's a $27 billion a year business. We had this medical journal came out the other day and said the practice of mixing multiple vaccines together in a syringe and sticking it into the arm is actually very, very dangerous. Nobody's ever studied it before now. And that may be one of the sources of harm from the vaccines, but it's all about pumping money out of the population. And given mistakes like the pharmacist who killed that 8-year-old kid, I don't know, maybe you ought to think about staying away from doctors as a whole. And just like Claire and I had to do with her joint pain, take responsibility for your own medical care. Because what we're getting from the medical industrial complex is all about selling product and not about health and wellness.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. And I just wanted to say thank you for everything you do. I think you're great. And you're kicking butt out there, and just keep it up.
Well, I will just as long as I can. Thank you very much for the kind words, and thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Now, as you know, we're having snow all over the Northern Hemisphere. We had snow here in Hawaii a week ago, and NASA and NOAA are still out there screaming, it's the hottest year on record, it's the hottest year on record. May was the hottest May since the beginning of all time, blah, 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 blah. Because they're still pushing carbon credits and carbon taxes to suck more money out of the American people. Now, there is a problem with this approach to salvaging a hopelessly broke and in-debt government. When you come out with a rising Obamacare premium or a carbon tax, people have to give something else up. Medical care or the new car. Or clothing, or whatever. The actual revenue gain from all of these scams is virtually nil. There's only so much you can take out of a population when you've got 100 million Americans who can't find a job. And as a result, the tax revenue gain will be nil. What they're doing is fighting over the scraps that are still out here. It's not going to turn the situation around. Now, over in California, Governor Jerry Brown has been very much on board the United Nations 2030 agenda regarding carbon taxation and carbon credits. And it's hit a little bit of a problem because investors are not buying those carbon permits. They realize it's a scam. They're not going along with this. They may not even have the money to buy the carbon permit. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Alan in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just want to say great show yesterday. That was, well, you always have a great show, but extra great yesterday.
Thank you.
Anyway, I was calling, do you think one of the reasons that that all these gun control new laws didn't pass because a lot of these congressmen and senators, you know, kind of know what's up with all these false flags?
No, they could care less. They could care less. What happened was all of these gun rights organizations, you know, mounted massive phone campaigns saying, call your senator, saying, if you pass these laws, we will not vote for you in November. And that apparently turned the tide. People in Congress don't care what's right or what's wrong. They don't care about the propaganda. They're aware that it's all propaganda and nonsense. What they care about is maintaining their positions of wealth and power, and they don't care how they do it. What turned the tide was the realization that Americans are very angry, and any politician who tries to grab the guns is going to have a very uphill fight for re-election.
I was wondering about that. And then another thing is, I forgot his name, but you were talking about the guy that turned himself in Santa Monica.
Howell.
He was participating, I guess, in another possible false flag. I'm just curious, do you think possibly they were setting up another one, maybe in Santa Monica, since that's where that guy lived?
Well, that's what the guy said, that he'd apparently met Omar Mateen at a training camp, you know, for these things, and Mateen was sent to Florida, and he was basically, apparently the plan there was they were going to do a bombing at the gay pride parade. And when he learned that Omar Mateen was dead, he realized that he was probably going to be the patsy and killed, so they had a convenient body to wag at the media, and that's when he turned himself into the Santa Monica police. But the FBI has taken over the investigation, and that's, you know, the end of all information about what was happening.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's all I have. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Now, story coming out of the Blacklisted News. The U.S. government wants to microchip all of our children as soon as they can, the near future. And obviously, the idea of the chip is so we can, our kids will grow up just being used to being tracked and monitored wherever they go, whatever they do. And we don't know what that chip is going to do. Probably more is on there than just where they are. Could potentially be recording the audio nearby, depending upon how deep it's planted. They're treating us like livestock. What do they microchip now? Dogs, cats, cows, horses. Now they want to do it to us. They want to treat us like we're farm animals, like we're livestock, like we're a herd. Now, here's another case of policy coming back to cause more harm than good. Over in Aurora, Colorado. And remember, Colorado has legalized marijuana. And banks and credit card companies will not do business with the marijuana stores because it's against federal law and we always do what Washington, D.C. says. So as a result, inevitably, these marijuana dispensaries are cash businesses. And that makes them targets for criminals. And they have to hire security guards. And one of them got killed Saturday night. And they may have the perpetrators on the security camera. But here we have a case of government policy, or rather fiscal policy, where the banks are in high dudgeon. We will not do business with you. And it's actually caused a death. I think that's a very, very serious situation when they do that. Okay, getting on back to the water issue. Apparently up in Wisconsin, one of their cities has been given the green light to draw water from the Great Lakes. Apparently, 8 states have approved a precedent-setting request that is raising concerns in Canada because they share that lake, and in the U.S. Now, there had been an agreement banning diversions of water away from the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence River Basin. There is another problem. That water is heavily polluted. There are cargo ships going back and forth all the time. There's a lot of runoff from the shore. And apparently, along with all the other toxins, it has high levels of naturally occurring cancer-causing radium. But hey, that's good. That's good for the cancer industrial complex. We need you to have cancer. We'd have to close down all those cancer treatment centers. And, you know, we have to sell off the radiation machines. And who knows what we would do with all that chemotherapy. It's not like it's really good for anything. You see how private central banking is actually destroying our society and our civilization. Because as you get driven deeper and deeper into debt, which private central banks do by design, you start making little compromises. You start compromising on the quality of the product that you're selling or the service you provide. You cut corners. And that's why you have contaminated water coming out of the faucets. That's why you have GM cars that turn themselves off while you're driving. That's why that actor from Star Trek got killed by his Jeep. Everybody is cutting corners to keep the bankers happy. It's destroying our morality, because once you make that moral compromise, you can't turn around and go back. It's always a one-way street. We saw that even on Wall Street when they first started doing quantitative easing. Oh, trust us, it's just a temporary emergency measure. And now it's become permanent. They can't stop doing it. Because ultimately, the flaw in the private central banking system is that by design, it creates more debt than money with which to pay that debt. And that debt is used to control and enslave the population. And to transfer the real wealth of the nation, the assets, the land, the buildings, the farms, the factories, the homes, into the ownership of those bankers. They're literally taking ownership of the country, and all it cost them was ink and paper and numbers typed into a computer. It's a scam, and it's been going on for 300 years. And the fact that it has gone on for 300 years is no reason to tolerate it for another day. Not a single day. So when we talk about the blueprint for the new America and a new direction for our country, rule number one, no more private central banks. Rule number two, no more private central banks. Rule number three, no more private central banks. And the first lackey who comes on in and tries to restart that scam and said, look, just sign your name here. We're going to start a whole new private central bank and everything will be hunky-dory. It'll be good times here and it'll be your great-grandchildren who are our slaves. We take that miscreant, we give him a good industrial thick coat of tar and feathers and run him out of town on a rail. Because every time they set up a private central bank, it's good times for the bankers and their friends. But as time goes on, eventually it leads to a crash. And all these people who set up the Federal Reserve, otherwise known as the Third Bank of the United States, 100 years ago, they knew what would ultimately happen. And they didn't care. As long as it happened after they were dead and gone, after lives of luxury and privilege and wealth, they didn't care. Somebody else's problem to deal with. And they just kicked the can down the road. And we're down the road. And that can has been kicked so much it looks like an old used gum wrapper. And that is really the problem. And it's just like how the government and the corporate media won't talk about the possibility of Hillary selling secrets from her email server. Nobody on Wall Street wants to talk about the fact that private central banks are inherently unstable systems. They cannot be made to last forever. Now, the good news is because of economic globalism, that whole corrupted system of enslavement could come crashing down all at once. And we're going to have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to restart the global economy where the public currency is managed as a public utility and not a privatized for-profit scam. When the United States was founded, having a government-issued value-based currency was one of the revolutionary things they did. It certainly wasn't the model in Europe, and it horrified those European bankers. A government providing its own money and not borrowing it at interest from us? That's what led to the War of 1812, when Congress refused to renew the charter of that First Bank of the United States after seeing what it was doing to ordinary people. And that was back in a time when our Congress actually did look out for the good of the common people, because we had politicians who came from ordinary people. They had day jobs. They had businesses. Being in the government was a part-time honorary thing, not a permanent elevated lifestyle. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our program today on this Tuesday. Did you know that Hillary Clinton is the only first lady ever to be fingerprinted by the FBI? This was back in 1996 when there was the investigation into Whitewater, and the Clintons were ordered to turn over documents. And the Clintons said the documents had disappeared, and then they turned up again, and Hillary's fingerprints were found to be on them. Now, all those investigations back during Bill Clinton's term in office came to a screeching halt when the White House email server had a glitch and over a million subpoenaed documents disappeared. And golly gee shuckies, somebody had manually turned off that backup system just a couple of days before. We have no idea how these things happen. Now, as we look at the aftermath of Orlando and the general awareness that this was another false flag, a lot of people are coming out in favor of gun rights. Up in New Hampshire, they had a car dealership. If you buy a new car, you get an AR-15 with it. Or if AR-15 is too big, they'll give you a smaller handgun. Down in Florida, Greg Evers of the Panhandle Congressional District is out there. He's going to give away an AR-15 rifle. He says, because terrorism is on the rise, and you can't rely on the government to protect you from terrorists. Especially when you realize the terrorists are in the pay of the U.S. government. So, over in Great Britain, Lord Heseltine is saying that Britain could eventually join the euro if the Remain vote wins on Thursday. And that's a problem because the euro is on the rocks. It's in serious, serious trouble because of the predations of that European Central Bank. Britain kept its own currency, and it's not great, but it's certainly doing better than the euro is. But that's going to be another aspect. The Remain vote isn't about things staying as they are. It's about welding Great Britain even tighter to the European Union. And again, there's that wonderful movie out there, Brexit the Movie. It's a feature film length documentary. And everybody who is in Great Britain should be looking at this film and understand Gorbachev is right. The European Union is just the old Soviet Union dressed in Western clothing. They're run by a bunch of self-appointed, unelected rulers, whether you call it the European Commission or the Politburo. It's the same model. It's absolutely the same model. Brought back to life, reincarnated, it's risen from the grave like a zombie. And the reality is that the Soviet Union actually made a mockery of what Marx and Lenin were actually talking about. Because no political system is better than the morality of the people who control it. There's the music. Time to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay skeptical, stay informed, share what you know with everybody that you know. Thanks to those who are donating to whatreallyhappened.com. It really does help right now. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller's show. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.